This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Time for you. If you want to join us here, we're launching into the second hour of our live Saturday edition with you tonight. It's Ian
and Daryl.
We've got Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. Also, you can call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Just to bring you up to speed, if you're just tuning in, we open the show up with a story out of Chicago, Chicagoist.com, with a story about the Viper team, the visible intermodal person response team. I'm so bad at this. Prevention and response. Yeah, I got to scroll up to see it here. So visible intermodal prevention and response team, the TSA team that goes to bus stops and to train stations, and to basically wherever it is they want to. The Super Bowl, apparently, they've been there.
At least once.
Big games. And they set up their little TSA operation. They got the gray bins that you're used to from the airport, and they are pawing through bags, all under the claim that they're trying to keep you safe. But really, it seems to me that what they're doing is expanding the police state and getting people used to encountering checkpoints as a randomized occurrence in their life, so that when the checkpoints become a more regular occurrence rather than randomized occurrence, that people will feel even more used to it. Oh, yeah, these are the same guys from the airport. I saw them over there at the bus stop a couple weeks ago. Now they're here every day. Well, yeah, that's just how it goes. We got to be safe. Abby Seitz was one of the travelers who had her bag inspected around 8:20 in the morning on Tuesday. She told Chicago she encountered at least 7 or 8 officers, all of whom wore Homeland Security badges and vests. She says they were standing in a row against the wall with the ticket machines. I didn't see a single CPD officer in the line. They all had visible Homeland Security credentials. I looked around at most of them because I thought it was so peculiar. We'll get some other reactions from some people there. 7 or 8 of them just standing around. What do you know? TSA, thousands standing around. Isn't that what they say it stands for?
I've heard that.
Yeah, Caleb's in Indianapolis listening on WIBC. Now, Caleb, you were telling us, you're about to tell us a story about when you were in Afghanistan with the military. Can you just briefly recap where you were for our listeners just tuning in?
Yeah, no problem. I was stationed down in RC South, a southern province of Afghanistan, Kandahar province. And I was working at the detainee facility. And we had all kinds of guys come in, people who were innocent, people who were guilty, and we'd listen to some of their interviews. Well, one guy in particular caught my interest. He had both of his feet shot. I'm like, that's kind of peculiar. I'm like, normally if we shoot at people, we don't shoot their feet, you know? So it was a peculiar thing. Well, I got, you know, the chance to listen into his interview because that was our job. And he was talking about, well, he was just at one of their local checkpoints. And these guys were scum of the earth. They were asking for ransoms, money, food, whatever, to get through these checkpoints. And my thing is like, they asked him, it's like, hey, we want this, this, and this. It's like, I'm a poor man. I'm just looking for work. Well, they kept on asking him. Finally, they told him, hey, if you don't give us what we want, we're going to shoot you, say you're a terrorist, and hand you over to the American. He's like, I don't have anything. So they shot his feet, turned him in, said this guy was trying to run. We were able to shoot him before he got away. He was a terrorist. Turned him in. Now, people are going to be like, oh, whoa, that's a far extreme. Sure. But how long until it gets to that? Because, I mean, look at Nazi Germany. It didn't take them that long to start those checkpoints. And then it didn't take them longer to get to that point that it is that I saw in Afghanistan.
Caleb, you know, obviously people would say that it can't happen here.
Well, shoot, anything can happen here. I mean, we've proven that time and time again. I mean,
yeah,
we
agree with
you. Said something like Pearl Harbor would never happen again. 9/11.
So what happened to the dude? Do you know what happened to the detainee? I mean, because it sounds like a pretty good story.
After extensive interviews and research is done by the investigators there, his story was found to be true, and he was released. And that's what happened. If you were found to be, you know, just at the wrong place, wrong time kind of thing, you were released. And depending on the situation, we would either pay you for missed work that you had missed or anything like that. You know, you'd be compensated for those, that time you ran, because, you know, we had to check everybody. But again, we'd compensate them. We'd put them back where they were or where they needed to go. And, you know, they'd go on with their merry life.
I appreciate your story tonight, Caleb, and thanks for the call. The toll-free number, if you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Let's talk to Robert in Reno, Nevada. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Robert. Watching us on the YouTube stream over at cam.freetalklive.com. Go ahead.
Yep. I'm always online. Great show. First of all, since I've been listening to the actual topic you guys have been talking about, the first thing I just want to quickly say before I ask my question all of this reminds me of those lines from Hunt for Red October. I mean, the reason why the Soviet Navy was defecting to the U.S. was because we had such a thing as open borders between states. You know, I mean, so it's like we're kind of losing the whole reason why we're here in the first place. So that just wanted to mention that first. But the reason why I was calling today is because I was wondering if have you ever thought about using Discord instead of using Skype as an alternative to Skype?
I was just wondering if you've ever heard of it.
Okay.
Well, I'm looking at it right now. Looks like it is a gamer voice app. So kind of like TeamSpeak.
It's primarily used by gamers, and people were so used to TeamSpeak. TeamSpeak had horrible quality. What this did was it upgraded the quality, and it also provides a chat room availability. I was thinking, that would be kind of cool for this situation. We had floods a month ago where a lot of places in northern Nevada had floods. And I ended up making an impromptu webcam outside of my window here to be able to look at the flood situation. And before you knew it, I had hundreds of people, and we all ended up forming a Discord chat server, which is hosted by Discord themselves. You don't actually have to host a machine or anything. And we were all kind of trading information. We were, you know, giving each other updates, and I was going on microphone and giving people information about what was happening. Wow. And it was just, it kind of gave me like that really liberating sense, the way that Skype was, you know, 12 years ago when it first started back in 2005.
Or maybe more like ham radio, where, you know, when there's a disaster that strikes, the ham radio operators get on a channel and they can share information. It sounds kind of like that, where you're kind of helping out the community with this.
It does, but I'm saying the actual app itself gave me that feeling of liberation, the way that Skype did when it first came out, before it got traded between so many different corporations, and now Microsoft runs it. And I don't know if you know this, but whenever you create a new Skype account, they want you to actually create either a live account through Microsoft, and or they want you to give up your phone number now, because what happens, when you hook up for a new account and you put in your personal email address, let's say it's through Gmail or something, all of a sudden, like, you can use it for maybe like 24 hours, and then the next time you try to use it, it says, this email address has been used for sending spam and everything. I'm like, no, it's not. This is my personal email address. So I noticed that, and they said, well, we have to send you a confirmation code because now your account has been suspended temporarily to your phone. So in other words, they want to tie it into your phone number now, see?
Yeah.
It's not
I'm no fan of Microsoft. It's, you know, we use Skype here on Free Talk Live because it's so prolific, because there are so many people already with it installed. It's relatively easy to use. The user base is tremendous, and it is free.
And you don't have to worry about, you know, somebody hacking into your server or something, whereas with the TeamSpeak, you know, you've got to give somebody, here's my server info.
Well, he's talking about Discord, which is different.
But there's still a server somewhere that even though you're saying that Discord is hosting it, well, what happens if the Discord server goes down?
Well, I would say that's probably the least of the concerns as far as why we don't use it, but just because, you know, installed user base, that's the number one reason to stay on Skype. But, Robert, thanks for your call, man. I appreciate hearing from you, and thanks for the suggestion. And we do use TeamSpeak, by the way, behind the scenes. It's the way that we have a lot of our shows connect to LRN.FM. And maybe if they sounded bad in the past, they don't now, because it sounds great.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-956-9829. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-956-9829. That's 1-800-956-9829. 1-800-956-9829.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free. Join us on the radio here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Lizzie Rosenthal noted that seeing 10-plus officers when passing through the Chicago Transit Authority station on Tuesday that she normally passes through was something that didn't make her feel good. She noted seeing 10-plus and noted encountering Chicago police rather than DHS. She said the experience felt very police state. From her Twitter or her Facebook, she writes, "Why is there a security check at Addison Red Line with more than 10 officers milling around? I have courts, otherwise I'd have stuck around. Felt very police state." And I imagine that a lot of people were rightfully concerned about this, but others probably were welcoming towards it. "Oh, yes, officer, please search my bags. Oh, anything I can do to help. I just want to stop terrorists. I don't have anything to hide. Freedom, who needs that? We need security." Because you don't get, you can have security with freedom when you have the freedom to set up security on private property. So if you want to have a secure dance club or sporting event or whatever, you hire security professionals and you have them do what they need to do to make sure weapons stay out of the event or whatever it is they're looking to do.
Right.
So you can still have freedom and have security, but when you take away people's freedom, you actually don't really get security in return for it. And we've certainly seen that with the Fort Lauderdale attack at the airport several weeks ago, where all the security in the world didn't stop one man from blasting away at innocent people and taking innocent lives in a baggage claim area. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. We're talking about the Viper Squad, the TSA agents that show up at bus stations and train stations and pretty much wherever they want, Super Bowl, other sporting events, and search people's bags and paw through people's belongings and do who knows what other kind of intimidation tactics. We'll continue with your calls and thoughts. Also want to let you know about MyPillow. You can get one at half off by using code FTL, like Free Talk Live, at MyPillow.com. It's a great pillow. I'm using it. Daryl's using it. Well, not the same one, but different MyPillows, and they're fantastic. If it wasn't a great pillow, I would not be using it at this point because I would have been able to figure it out relatively quickly. In fact, you get 60 days to determine whether you like yours or not. And if you don't, you can send it back to MyPillow and they'll send you your purchase price back. Just go to MyPillow.com, use code FTL. The MyPillow is designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. Plus, it's washable, so you don't have to worry about it collecting a bunch of dirt and dust inside. You can stick it in your washer and your dryer. It's designed for that. You get one and a half off or two for the price of one by using code FTL, like Free Talk Live, over at MyPillow.com. As we go to your calls and thoughts, Matt is in Indianapolis listening to WIBC. Hello, Matt.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's on your mind tonight, Matt? Go ahead.
Yeah, I had a couple questions and then like a quick parallel. First of all, I agree with everything you guys have been saying, but I just wanted to clarify. So this is our tax dollars are going towards invading our own privacy?
That's correct, yes. The TSA is expanding out and have been. This is old. I mean, this story about Chicago is not old. This is from this week. But the TSA's Viper team has been doing these kinds of interdictions or stops in various different locations around the country for more than a decade.
Got you. Okay, cool. Yeah. And then, well, not cool.
Well, not cool.
But
yeah.
My other question is, so if the CTA and, like, it's public transportation, government-funded, does that change, like, your feelings at all, the fact that they're kind of, I guess, monitoring their own funded, like, program?
Well, first of all, monitoring is one thing. Yeah, watching people over video camera, closed circuit television feed, or something like that. That's just good security. You know, if somebody gets robbed on a subway platform, you want to have video footage of that happening. Monitoring, I'm okay with, but actually, you know, pawing through people's bags without a search warrant, that's not okay.
And I'm looking here.
And the fact that it's government should mean they should be respecting rights.
Right. I'm looking here at the Fourth Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, and I don't see an exception for unless you're on government property or unless you're using government services. If anything, you know, your rights definitely apply on government property.
Or they should.
Very fair.
Matt, anything else you want to share?
My comparison here is I work in retail, and so it's just, I think, an- another example of like having to have extra security measures for people who are dishonest or doing things that are wrong, so to say.
Yep.
That like all the clothes have to be censored. Everything has to be locked up. You can't take your bags into the fitting rooms and stuff like that. But in like that scenario, it's not like as deep. You know what I'm saying?
Well, and it's also
your thoughts on that.
Yeah, well, right. And I've worked in retail as well, and I've worked with loss control when I was working at Kmart years ago. And so, yeah, I'm familiar with some of that. In the case of retail, you know, you're deciding to go into that business. So, you know, that there are probably going to be security restrictions. And if you discover that there are security restrictions that you didn't know about and that you don't like that about that retailer, you can complain to them or you can and not do business with that retailer in the future. I know some people get their panties in a wad whenever a retailer like Best Buy, for instance, will check a receipt on the way out the door. Personally, I don't mind it, but some people do. And so, you know,
right.
The solution there is to protest by taking your business elsewhere. But in the streets, you don't really have that ability. In the streets, the government has a monopoly over the security strictures there. And, you know, whatever it is that they put into place is what it is. And there's very little that we can do about it besides complain. Now, if you're smart, you should get video footage of it. So if these Viper teams show up and they start harassing people at a local subway station or bus stop, grab your smartphone and start recording. At least that way you can get some evidence of what it was like and, you know, to some extent provide some accountability for these bureaucrats. But when it's going from point A to point B on what are purportedly public ways, public streets, public sidewalks, that's when you don't have a choice anymore, right? Because you can't choose to not go grocery shopping, you know. I guess if you're wealthy enough, you could hire someone to do all that for you. But yeah, but the average person...
Not most of us, yeah.
Right, yeah, the average person does not have a choice. You've got to go to work. You've got to go out to get some groceries. You've got to go out and do things in life, generally. And
well,
so they get in the way of that.
The best point you brought up, too, is just the fact that, like, if I was trying to do something legal, like I had some pot or some other drugs on me, you know, I'm walking up there and I see those booth setups, like, I'm going to walk the other way. I'll walk. I'll take an Uber. I'll take the bus. Like, they're not really accomplishing anything.
I guess they could say that they're on the lookout for people who turn around and walk away and might target them for extra interdiction, because that's certainly what will happen. Like, if you're approaching a DUI checkpoint, for instance, they sometimes will monitor the approach, and anybody that pulls a U-turn and goes the other direction, they'll target them for a pullover.
I was watching an episode of Cops several years ago, and there was a woman walking down the Las Vegas Strip and decided to, you know, oh, I want to go that way. Turned around, and then the cops, like,
you're suspicious.
That's suspicious. And then they wound up just charging her with prostitution.
Hey, Matt, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Our toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Now, that's not to say that you don't have rights. You can simply, you know, not talk to those cops if they're harassing you and tell them, look, I'm not getting on that subway. You don't have a right to search me. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern waterproof woodlook flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious
Precious Metals, your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. Of course, you can join us on the radio waves here and take control of them. You can bring up any topic you want. Although we've been talking about the supposed security state, which is ever expanding in its purview, ever expanding in its reach into our lives, into our privacy, or what remains of our privacy. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian
and Daryl.
What brought this up yet again was another strike by the Viper team, VIPR team, out in this time Chicago, at a Chicago Transit Authority stop, setting up their search apparatus. And as one person put it on Twitter, at TechnoL21, why is there a random security checkpoint at the Addison Red Line station this morning? Does not seem efficient for thwarting anything, the commenter says. So, you know, people aren't even impressed with the job that these bureaucrats are doing. But it's offensive to me as somebody who values freedom, as somebody who values the ability to go from one point to another without being harassed by bureaucrats, officious government people who believe they have the right to go through all of your stuff. This is a huge problem when it comes to freedom to travel, because they are expanding this over time. And, you know, they may strike at a bus stop, a train station. And when I say bus stop, I mean just open-air bus stop that you're used to seeing on the side of the road. They've set up at those places before. So there's no reason why they can't just do this. Also, Border Patrol could put up an internal checkpoint in your neighborhood or on your way to work. And I have to wonder, would you feel safe if they did that, if you had to go through a checkpoint on the way to work regularly? Or would you feel violated?
There are 71 of them.
Of the internal checkpoints?
along the southern border.
Okay.
33 are considered permanent checkpoints near the southern border.
Any statistics on the northern border? Because I know they have them, probably not as many, but I know that they exist. I've heard they set up on I-91 from time to time.
The Wiki article does not specify exactly how many, but it does say there are a number of Border Patrol checkpoints in the northern border states, mm-hmm. such as New York and Maine, those checkpoints within 100 miles of the U.S.-Canada border. And now one thing that's interesting, Detroit is right on the U.S.-Canada border. So, you know, like anybody in Detroit at any time could wind up being searched because you're close to the border.
Okay, I don't know if you heard about this, Daryl, but for a couple of years, the story was that there was this 100-mile window of area from the border where they could set these things up.
That was based on some court ruling,
The ACLU, I think it was the ACLU, did some digging on that claim, and they found that, no, they can set these up anywhere they want to. They just happen to set them up generally within that 100-mile area from the border. So that's where they're concentrated at the moment, but there's nothing anywhere that prohibits them from going right into Wichita or, you know, wherever in the middle of the United States and setting up one of these checkpoints. Nothing at all.
And let's just suppose that they did wind up saying, we'll only do these 100 miles from the border.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm using air quotes there because technically every international airport is
a border.
Considered a border entry point.
Yeah.
So they could set up one of these checkpoints within 100 miles of any international airport, which would cover pretty much everything.
Yeah. And the fact is, it was just a misunderstanding or miscommunication on this for a while that there was this 100. It's basically a myth that it's limited to 100 miles, and it's probably still a prevalent myth. But I believe it was the ACLU that debunked that one over time. So, sorry to say that if they want to set up a checkpoint outside of your neighborhood or business, they can do it. And there's very little that, you know, legally they probably can be done about that. They're just not doing it yet because, well, they haven't grown the government large enough. They need to get more funding for the TSA to do things like that more often. So that's why you're seeing the Viper teams striking randomly rather than setting up permanent installations at all train stations and bus stations. Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. You know, if you wanted to start up your own blog or website, HostGator can help. They're one of the top hosting companies out there, and it's a good thing you waited, because you get 50% off by using our URL. You go to hostgator.com/FTL. That's hostgator.com/FTL. Now, it's generally not a good thing that you waited too long because, you know, you haven't had a website yet. It's, you know, the 21st century. It's time to get one. So now you've got no more excuses. You get 50% off, 50, by going to hostgator.com/FTL. It can be an intimidating process for some to start up a website, but they make it easy with a simple one-click easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over the phone or live chat tech support, and an intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands. They've got a 99.99% uptime rating, so you don't have to worry about outages. At HostGator, hostgator.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. Let's go to David in New Mexico. Mexico on Skype. Go ahead, David.
Hey, what do you think of this idea to deter illegal immigration? How about 5 years in prison for employers who employ immigrants or whatever you want to label them, whether or not they knew their papers were fake and illegal? What do you think of that?
That's a terrible idea.
All right. Well, I'll pass that on to El Diablo Animal. He's the one that approved of that idea and broadcast it on his radio station.
Who is El Diablo Animal?
Albuquerque's next mayor. Haven't you heard?
Oh, you're talking about the program director of Kiva.
No, don't. He'll get mad. He'll get mad if you say program director. He's the owner.
Okay.
Remember?
Right.
Yeah.
Owner.
Eddie Aragon, and make sure you spell his name with a Y, not an IE, because he gets mad about that too.
Well, it's okay if we have disagreements with the people who program radio stations that we're on. And yes, he is the owner, but he also is in charge of programming, so technically he holds the title of program director. It's okay to have disagreements. In fact, I appreciate being on a station where the person who's running the programming disagrees with us, because it shows me, and thank you for the call tonight. I realize you were just trying to take a shot at him there. The guy who's programming the station there, Eddie, and he's called the show a number of times in the past because he's an opinionated guy. I don't have to agree with him to be on his station, and he doesn't have to agree with me to allow us to be on his station. We appreciate the fact that we're there, and in fact, it's station owners and programmers like Eddie that are doing it right as far as programming their stations are concerned. We recently got booted. Well, I shouldn't say recently. I recently found out that we got booted off of our Reno affiliate. We had an FM station on in Reno for a while that was airing one or two of our weekend versions of Free Talk Live. And I discovered when calling their program director or slash owner the other day, and he informed me that, because I didn't know, nobody informed me about it, he then informed me that we'd been off the air since sometime in 2016 because he didn't like the fact that we were kind to Muslims on Free Talk Live. He said that, oh, well, we can't have you offending 70 to 80% of our listenership. And, well, first of all, I don't know if he actually took a poll. But secondly, even if it's true that 70 to 80% of people are offended by being kind to other human beings, then, that's not, I don't really care. I'm not here to make people happy. I'm not here to, you know, pander my viewpoint to whatever the majority wants to hear. And if that's the kind of, you know, if that's the way you want to run your radio station, that's your business. It's right. Your radio station. So when you've got a guy like Eddie who, you know, I don't know how much he agrees with us on, probably agrees on some things, probably disagrees on others, but the fact that he's willing to have dissenting voices on the radio shows a level of intellectual honesty that your average politician probably doesn't possess.
Right.
So anyway, yeah, we're going to continue being kind to people here generally on Free Talk Live, including Muslims, because they're human beings. They are peaceful, by and large.
Including immigrants.
And immigrants, yep. That's also offensive, Daryl. That can offend 70 to 80% of the audience, I suspect. So if you're offended, you can complain about it, or you can call in, and you can bring up whatever you want. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, because unlike a lot of talk show hosts who screen out calls that disagree, we appreciate the discussion, and you can bring up anything here on Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves. The live Saturday edition continues.
Back to the program in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of the Belly Flattening Breakthrough Newbiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-984-5648. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too, scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-984-5648. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-984-5648. Call now for details. 1-800-984-5648.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program, talking about the security state that is destroying freedoms across the United States as the Viper team has struck yet again in Chicago this time. And apparently they are striking regularly in various different places, just we don't hear about it very often. So kudos to Chicagoist, the website, for actually reporting on this, because I don't know if mainstream media did. They've got some quotes from some of the people who encountered the Viper Squad. This is a TSA squad that goes to bus stations, sporting events, train stations, and sets up security checkpoints, conducting bag checks, meaning they're pawing through your stuff if you're trying to get on a subway in Chicago. And also they've done it at bus stops, open-air bus stops. So don't think this can't show up in your neighborhood, because it absolutely can. It stands for Visible Intermodal Prevention and Response, VIPR. A little bit more here from the story at Chicagoist.com. Department of Homeland Security usually operates with local police on routine checks conducted randomly in the city, according to CPD. The Public Transportation Section, along with Homeland Security, were conducting random bag checks at the CTA Addison Red Line station today with the Mobile Explosive Screening Team, MEST, said police. And the most recent similar checks took place on February 8th at Merchandise Mart and February 10th at Clark and Lake. What is Merchandise Mart? Could you do me a favor, Daryl, and just check that out? Chicago Merchandise Mart. That almost sounds like a store, doesn't it? Or maybe they set up outside of a store?
Merchandise Mart is a commercial building located in the near north side of Chicago. It's the was the largest building in the world with 4 million square feet of floor space.
So
it's a really large shopping area.
So it's, that just sounds to me like they're screening shoppers, doesn't it? I mean, unless there's some big old bus stop outside of Merchandise Mart, and maybe there is. It is a city, so I'm sure there's a bus. There's like a bus stop outside everywhere in a big city like
there's
Chicago.
There's an L station. There's also radio and television broadcast from inside Merchandise Mart.
Okay. So maybe they were set up at the L station, but again, not clear. And regardless, wherever these things are, wherever the bus stops are, which is everywhere in a city, these people can set up. And there's nothing that, in theory, can stop them from just setting up somewhere there's not a bus stop.
Right.
just stopping cars randomly. Border Patrol checkpoints are being set up randomly in various different areas, usually near the northern and southern borders. So you're welcome to share your thoughts here. Reports circulated that Immigration and Customs Enforcement took part in red line stops that targeted people of Hispanic and Middle Eastern descent, but Gail Montenegro, spokes bureaucrat for ICE, denied that ICE was involved with the checks at the CTA stations on Tuesday, as though the brand of bureaucracy matters. Oh, well, our bureaucrats have these letters on their jackets, and they weren't there, so therefore, no worries, this isn't a violation of your freedom, it's just the TSA.
It's just random, and we just happen to randomly only be checking people that fit certain profiles.
ICE said in a statement, quote, reports of ICE checkpoints and sweeps are false, dangerous, and irresponsible. These reports create panic and put communities and law enforcement personnel in unnecessary danger. Any groups falsely reporting such activities are doing a disservice to those they claim to support.
WGN actually has a story on this titled CTA Clarifies Purpose Behind Bag Checks at Red Line Stations.
Oh, okay.
Rumors spread fast on social media that immigration status checkpoints were happening on the CTA Red Line. Turns out CTA says that's not true. CTA says
no, we're just invading your privacy.
The checks were part of a random bag check that's been happening since 2014.
Right.
Transit agency says its workers did not ask for IDs during these checks. CTA tweeted a statement debunking the rumor, quote, a statement on rumors of immigration ID checks on CTA. These rumors are false, and we want you to know all are welcome on CTA. And they posted a picture, and I'm pulling that up.
You're welcome, so long as you submit to a security screening, which could involve searching through your person or bag.
The agency also emphasized that they do not support ID checkpoints to verify immigration status. And the picture that they tweeted is, again, a further statement that WGN shared part of. We are aware of rumors on social media about immigration status-related ID checks. We want to be very clear, bold letters. There have been no incidences of ID checkpoints for purposes of verifying immigration status anywhere on CTA. And then regular text by ICE or other agencies on our system. We do not participate in or support this type of activity. A possible origin for these rumors that we've heard is regarding how we sometimes have teams who do quick swab tests for explosives on bags of entering passengers as part of an ongoing security program that began in 2014. These bag checks are not
so these
new,
police status
nor
are,
do they include ID checks.
Yeah, so these police status are very concerned that you'll confuse their agents with the other police state agents. Oh, no, we're not doing that
police
state.
We're not checking
state.
For that.
Right, we're not that arm of the police state. That's the other arm of the police state. They're called ICE. We're the Vipers. ICE is over there. They're not here right now, so we're not part of them because we don't support what they're doing.
Well, this was CTA, not TSA.
Ah, okay. Well, regardless, they're working with the TSA at the CTA.
Yes.
Let's go to...
They're not denying that.
Right. CPD security checkpoint system has been in operation since 2014, according to police, but given the advanced state of worry in the wake of ICE raids and Donald Trump's immigration ban, this morning's check raised more than a few eyebrows, and future ones will likely do the same. Let's go to Felix. He's in Seattle, and you're listening online. Go ahead, Felix.
Yeah, hi, guys.
Welcome, sir.
Listening to you guys about talking about Venezuela.
Yeah, we haven't talked about it tonight, but we talk about Venezuela frequently on Free
Talk. Talked about it on Thursday.
Yeah, and because it's just
anyways, it's just, I guess I'm listening to the Dark Radio Network, and you guys were talking about Venezuela. I guess it'll repeat.
You're always welcome to call about anything you want, so please feel free to comment. We've been following Venezuela fairly closely, probably more so than most radio shows in the United States, because it's a fascinating example of the failure of the states and the failure of socialism.
Well, one thing that you guys need to know is that socialism is misunderstood. What they have in Venezuela is communism, and that's a very different thing.
How is it different?
Well, because socialism is not basically the the socialism that the Americans know about. The new socialism is something that a lot of Scandinavian countries do, and some that do the North Europeans. And they're actually quite happy. Everything works fine. Every time I go down out of the country, I'm impressed when I come here. It's like a third world country. So it's really a misunderstood fact that what you think of socialism is actually not the same anymore. But Venezuela is a mess. They actually have a radical communism control over all the institutions. And that is something else that is killing my family. And my brother is moving to Ecuador, actually, in a month.
Now, we've heard this. We can talk more about Venezuela in a moment. But we've heard these claims about the like the Scandinavian nations, that they're these wonders of socialism, and that socialism works so great, and that people are just loving it over there. They just love when the state has total control over, you know, pretty much everything, and forcibly redistributing their wealth. That they just love that. And
no, the understanding of the most of the community in this country. The one that they practice is something else. They don't take over. They don't go over control over your life. Socialism is something else, completely different than the one that is framed as the social Soviet Union era socialism. That's not something else. This, what they're talking about, I just came back from Spain not too long ago, and it's like they do pay more taxes per income.
Mm-hmm.
And that gives you everything you don't get in this country and more. So that equals happiness, equals more relax.
More taxes equals more happiness, to your mind. That's what you believe.
Yeah, because when you actually get sick here, you lose your house. You lose your sanity. You lose everything. And then that is the problem. That reciprocates towards everything else. A lot of people suffer that because of that system.
All right, stand by, Felix. We can continue with you here in a moment. If this guy thinks that socialism is just wonderful, more taxes equals more happiness, the toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Daryl, have we been missing out on this socialism thing? Maybe we've been wrong this whole time. We're coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is next.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives made in America.